In the Gospel, we frequently hear Jesus say, "Come, follow me." But following Jesus is not as simple as it sounds. Those who would follow Jesus must ask themselves, "What is my motivation for doing so?" Today's Gospel passage tells us a large crowd followed him, impressed by the signs he gave. The indications are that they followed him not because they understood the significance of the signs, but because they saw Jesus as a wonder worker. In other words, their appreciation of Jesus was superficial. They did not recognize the reality lying behind the signs he gave. Jesus, on the other hand, looked deeply into the hearts of people. When he asked, "Where can we buy bread for these people to eat?" he is concerned not so much with their physical hunger, but with their spiritual hunger. He saw their need for faith, the need to move from being superficial spectators to being committed disciples. However, it is because they failed to understand the meaning and purpose of Jesus that their motivation for following him is askew. The Gospel passage relates how they saw him merely as a useful political figure. They wanted to take him by force and make him king. You and I are challenged to see and to understand the meaning and purpose behind the practices of our faith, and to recognize in all of them Jesus' desire to feed the hunger of our hearts. By doing so, we cease being mere religious spectators and become committed disciples and enable Jesus to lead us into a deeper faith. Jesus himself gives us a lesson in discipleship. When he asked, "Where can we buy bread for these people to eat?" he elicited two responses. First, that of Philip, who pointed out the obvious. There were as many as 5,000 men. And in that situation, human resources would not be sufficient. Then followed the response of Andrew, who recognized the meagerness of his response, but who nevertheless presented a small boy with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. However, in the hands of Jesus, that which was offered was transformed into an abundant new reality. Like Philip, you and I can be overwhelmed with the needs of the world around us. We wonder if our efforts really make much of a difference. Our greatest temptation is to do nothing because we can only do a little. Mother Teresa once said, "Not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love." As disciples, we are to be assured that what we offer to Jesus with love, even if it is only a small thing, does make a difference. Today's Gospel also includes a comment which at first sight may appear to have little relevance, but in fact is of the greatest relevance. The comment is, "It was shortly before the Jewish feast of Passover." This reference connects the events in today's Gospel passage to a later feast of Passover, the one at which the Last Supper was celebrated. In both events, Jesus gave himself to people. He fed their hunger. As we hear today's Gospel, we are called to appreciate the importance and significance of the Eucharist in our lives. We are encouraged to look beyond the superficial and to see and understand the depth of meaning in the Mass. Jesus teaches that there is a deep longing in the human heart that only God can satisfy. We ourselves can observe, perhaps even from our own experience, the frustration and dissatisfaction that arises when there is an attempt to satisfy that longing, for example, by manipulative relationships, the aggressive pursuit of wealth, ceaseless entertainment, and pursuit of pleasure. Instinctively, we recognize the truth and that which St. Augustine said long ago, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." As we participate in the Mass, and as we receive the Eucharist, Jesus not only seeks to nourish the hunger in our hearts, but to gather us together. That is the significance of Jesus instructing the disciples to gather up the pieces left over. They discovered that these pieces filled 12 hampers, a reference to the 12 tribes of Israel, God's chosen people. When we share in the Eucharist with informed awareness and reverence, we are gathered to Jesus, just as the fragments of the meal were gathered into the hampers, and the Christian community is formed. Over 1500 years ago, St. Augustine wrote, "When you hear the body of Christ, reply, Amen. Let your Amen ring true. You are saying Amen to what you truly are, the body of Christ." It was true then and is still today. May we grow in faith and see and understand the meaning and purpose of the practice of our faith in the Mass. Lord Jesus, stay with us and be our companion on the road of life. Set our hearts on fire with new hope, so that as a community, we may recognize you in the Scriptures and in the breaking of bread. Amen.